I gotta say, the title of this Twitter thread you sent me definitely piques my interest. Speculation is an intricate art.
Intriguing, right? Not exactly the first thing that comes to mind when I think about the markets, you know.
Yeah, it definitely kind of flips the script. Most people see speculation as this like a total crapshoot. This thread tries to paint a different picture, though, really digging into the skills and the mindset that actually sets apart the pros, the people who consistently find success in the market.
Right, and it all starts with observation, and according to this thread, that's way more than just just passively watching the ticker tape, so to speak. So what are we really talking about here? What does active observation actually look like in practice? It's about, well, almost being like a detective, you know? You're not just observing the markets, you're actively searching for clues, looking for those subtle signals, those recurring patterns that most folks might just completely miss. Think Sherlock Holmes, but with the Bloomberg terminal, right?
Love it.
But here's the thing, it's not just about knowing what to look for, it's also knowing what to ignore, you know?
Absolutely, that's huge.
You've got to be able to filter. The market is just absolutely flooded with noise. Everyone's got an opinion. You've got rumors. You've got hot takes all over the place. A good speculator, someone who actually makes it, they need to be able to cut through all of that to find the signals that really actually matter.
Which honestly feels like a superpower these days. Everyone's got a platform, everyone's screaming from the rooftops, I've got the next big thing. It's
It
overwhelming.
really is.
So let's say you've somehow managed to hone that skill, right? You can cut through the noise, you can spot those signals. That's where interpretation comes in, right?
Exactly. And this is really where things start to get, well, this is where the art part of that phrase, speculation is an art, this is where it really comes in. See, it's not enough to just notice a pattern exists. You know, anyone can spot a trend. You have to really understand what's driving it. More importantly, you need to be able to reasonably estimate the probability of it actually playing out in your favor. It's like a poker player wording the table. They're not just looking at the cards they're holding, they're analyzing betting patterns, they're paying attention to body language, they're trying to calculate the odds of someone else holding a stronger hand.
So, I mean, how does someone even begin to approach that kind of like market calculation? It seems incredibly daunting.
Okay, so think of it like this. Let's say you spot a stock. And every Friday afternoon, like clockwork, it dips. Now, someone new to all this, they might see that and think, easy money, I buy low before the dip, sell high before the week's over. But a skilled speculator, they're gonna dig deeper. They're gonna ask, okay, is this dip being driven by, short-term traders? Are they just cashing out before the weekend? Is it maybe influenced by some kind of news event that tends to drop on Friday afternoons? Or could it be tied to, some kind of larger market trend that's also coinciding with this? By really investigating these factors, they can start to assess, how likely is it that this pattern is going to continue, and then from there, make a much more informed decision.
So it's about moving beyond gut feelings, right? It's about what this thread called calculated risks. You really need to have a solid rationale behind the actions that you take. So how can our listeners, how can they start to make that shift, to move from those kind of impulsive gut feeling decisions to a more measured and thoughtful approach?
It all boils down to this, recognizing that every trade, every single action you take, it should be a carefully considered bet. You're not just like throwing darts at a board, you're engaging in a strategic dance. You're weighing the potential rewards against potential downsides, really thinking things through.
And that's where, experience comes into play. It's that iterative learning. Because every decision you make, win or lose, gives you more information to work with the next time around.
Exactly. Tweet number seven really nailed it with that whole iterative nature concept. Speculation, when you break it down, it's really just this continuous feedback loop. Every action leads to a result, right? And then every result, whether it's positive or negative, it gives you these valuable data points. So it becomes about constantly analyzing what happened, looking at your wins, looking at your losses, and then using those to refine your understanding of how the market works, to really learn the language of the market.
Which makes it seem a lot less intimidating, honestly. It's not about like you have to be born with this innate market savvy. It's something you can cultivate over
Oh,
time.
100%, yeah.
So what advice would you give to someone who wants to start applying this iterative approach, but maybe in a way that doesn't feel completely overwhelming? Like, how do you start small?
Don't try to boil the ocean all at once, right? Pick pick one specific corner of the market to focus on. Maybe it's a single stock, maybe it's a particular indicator, even just like a specific industry. Whatever interests you, dive in. Start digging through its historical data, track its every move, see how it reacts to different events, you know, really get in the weeds. This focused approach, it lets you develop a much deeper understanding of how things work on a micro level, which then allows you to kind of build that confidence and expertise over time.
It's about, like you said, becoming a student of the market, not just someone trying to make a quick buck.
Yeah.
So to kind of bring it all together, this thread, it really reframed speculation as this process of active observation, you know, taking the time to interpret what you see and then taking those calculated risks.
Mm.
And then this whole time you're constantly learning, constantly adapting your strategies based on what you're seeing.
Perfectly said. And as you start to deepen that understanding, as you really get into it, you start to decipher what tweet number 10 called the language of the market. See, all those fluctuations that might seem random on the surface, they all tell a story. And the more you understand those stories, the more you understand the forces that are driving those movements, the more equipped you'll be to really navigate the exciting and, yes, the intricate world of speculation.